when you saw that prompt come up on your screen, that notification, I'm sure you, just like us, see the Adrian Wojnarowski tweet come through. Your reaction to the Blazers not only acquiring Norm Powell, but the cost at which they had to pay to get a player of Powell's services?
Well, you know, the cost is a little different than it looks, really, I think. For Portland, you got Rodney Hood, who got off to a terrific start last year and then had a season-ending injury with Achilles. And he's come back this season, but just not at the same level he was at last year. And you guys know how long it takes to come back from an injury like that. So they weren't getting a lot from him. And Gary Trent is a player with a team or a restricted free agent at the end of the season. So they were going to probably be able to get him back. It's just with their salary cap situation and so much money already invested in their two starting guards, I'm not sure they wanted to go very high on a match with Trent. So this was an opportunity to pick up a big-time shooter, and I consider Powell to be a big-time shooter. This is a chance to pick a guy like that up for them. This is a team here in Portland that started the season off with high expectations and so far hasn't reached them. It's also a team, guys, that is sitting right now at number 30 in the league in defense. And you're not going to win a lot when you're last in the league in defense. So I think the decision might have been made by the front office. Okay, we can't possibly get that much better defensively, so let's just add another good offensive player and just try to score 130 every night and beat people up with our offense.
Buy the shoes, right, Dwight? Well, you know, buy the shoes.
Yeah, right.
Buy the shoes.
Yeah.
I look at it. I'm looking a little bit further down the road. What do you think they would have been able to get Gary Trent for? What number? Because we got to play the money game. And then if that number, I mean, if Norm's number is going to be prohibitive, I haven't really looked at all of their salary structure. Is this just a rental?
Well, it could be. And I just don't know. There's a real mystery on what Trent might command. Originally, they were talking about him being a, you know, he is a very, very good shooter. And the question would be, is he long-term a starting two in this league, or is he just one of those off-the-bench guys that provides instant offense? And I think the conclusion the Blazers might have made, without talking to people who know, is that probably not ever be a starter in the league because he doesn't add a lot besides the shooting. You look at his rebounding figures, his assist figures. He's a guy, when you give him the ball, you're not likely to see it back. He's going to shoot it. He's going to find a way to get it up as quick as he can. And he's not a great passer and doesn't look to pass. He's an okay defender. He's not a bad defender. But I don't know what his ceiling is. And that's the big question moving forward. And I think they just, with their cap situation, they're so close to the tax that they just didn't want to take a chance of losing him, getting nothing in return if somebody came in with some sort of gigantic offer.
You know, interesting that you mentioned that as well, Dwight. And again, we're speaking with Dwight James right now from NBC Sports Northwest. Where does Powell then fit into the mix beyond this year, or does he? Because if the financial situation is as dire as you're talking about, you know, you've got Norm with a chance to opt out, and that's, you know, we're looking at Dwight from the Raptors' perspective. Jonesy and I have been talking a lot about this, not only today but in the last couple of days. Perhaps the reason that the Raptors were looking to trade Norm was knowing that he's going to opt out, and will Toronto be willing to pay him, you know, 17, 18, potentially 20-plus million dollars if that's what he's looking for? Because otherwise, you don't trade the guy. He's a heck of a player, and certainly love the contract he's on right now, making 11, 12 million bucks. But if he's looking for 18, 20, maybe he's not in the mix for the Raptors. So I would assume is that then maybe not the case for the Blazers? So are you making this deal to try and give yourself a push for these final 25 games for this postseason, but maybe he's not in the long-term plans? Could this potentially be a rental-type situation with Norm for Portland?
Yeah, I think it's possible that it is. The Blazers do like using three-guard lineups. They've done that a lot. They like the firepower from three-point range that it gives them, and I wouldn't be surprised to see them use them in that regard. But the other factor here with the Blazers, this is a franchise that has a terrible time getting free agents, getting people to come to the Pacific Northwest. This is not the most desirable place for players to come for whatever reasons. And I don't want to go in because the list is too long right now to explain. But the one thing they have had success with is getting players during a season or in a trade and then having them come here and acclimate themselves to the area. And they find out, hey, it's not so bad. Playing with Damian Lillard's pretty good. Good culture here. Players like playing for Terry Stotts because he pretty much lets them do whatever they want to do. So it's a situation where they feel if they could get him here for half a season that they might have better luck retaining him. And if they find he's a player that fits really well, they've not had any trouble spending here. They're owned by Paul Allen's sister now, Jody Allen, and Paul, of course, one of the richest men in the world. And they will go over a tax if the front office can convince the owner that they have a shot at going deep into the playoffs.
Well, Dwight, I tell you, you guys are getting a guy who will work hard. And I guess the other thing is, we've talked about this, batted this down around here in Toronto. What does it mean, the fact that Norm Powell has been on a championship team to Portland?
Means a lot. You know, it means a lot. They already have Carmelo, who hasn't been on championship teams, but he's won 3 gold medals in the Olympics, and he's been around the league a long time. And you know, adding players of Powell's stature, and he's known throughout the league as a good guy. He's a championship player. And oh, by the way, he can really shoot. That means a lot to this franchise.